Lincoln Memorial Park is such an old cemetery that the graves are built above ground. Above ground because the Everglades hadn't been drained yet and the water table was too high for burials. It's a black cemetery, 20 acres, and right in the middle of it, there's a house. Jessica Williams lives there.
I stay in the building and I make sure it's protected because we don't have a gate up.
The original owner was a mortician named Kelsey Farr. And when he died in 1964, he left the whole graveyard to Williams' aunt, his goddaughter. And when her aunt died 3 years ago, Williams inherited it. There's no money for maintenance. Until a few months ago, all you could see here was just weeds, 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 chest high. Hurricane Irma toppled overgrown trees, busting open gravestones. Some graves have been broken into and vandalized. Jessica and her boyfriend Arthur try to maintain the whole property themselves.
I want this place to be beautiful once again, you know, like it used to be.
In the last few months, crowds of volunteers have flocked to the historic graveyard to start cleaning it all up, pulling weeds, hacking machetes, and sweating bullets. It's a project led by the Coral Gables Museum as part of a new exhibit. Lynn Bauer is the museum's chairperson.
Somebody asked us, why are you coming out to Brownsville? We live in Coral Gables.
It's because the people buried here helped build Coral Gables in the city of Miami. Because of segregation, they'd have to walk 5 miles back to Brownsville after every shift.
These people built our railroad, they built our hotels, they built our city. They helped us, we can help them.
Brownsville is one of the poorest parts of Miami, the opposite of Coral Gables. The graveyard is a huge part of the Brownsville community, literally. It's 20 acres in the middle of a neighborhood. Many of the people who live here are direct descendants of the original black pioneers. Across the street from the cemetery, there's a place called the Graveyard Inn. No, it's not a haunted motel, it's a sports bar. Greg Fisher owns it. He and his friend Rodney Jackson are out here, grilling some hot dogs to feed to the volunteers. They both have family buried there. It's personal.
My mother, father, my aunt, brothers are out there.
I was born and raised in this community, so it mean a whole lot to me, and I played in them graveyards when I was a little boy.
It's a historical site for us because it's something that we lived around all our life. And it's hard to see it go and not to be kept up.
We should take a second and just reflect on how historical this cemetery is, not just for this community, but for all of South Florida. It houses the mausoleum of D.A. Dorsey, Miami's first black millionaire. Dr. William Sawyer, who opened Christian Hospital, the first black hospital in Miami, is here. His daughter Gwen Cherry, Florida's first black female legislator, also buried here. Then there's the victims of lynchings from some of the ugliest days of South Florida history. I was talking to volunteers when they cleared a gravestone lost beneath the weeds. The executive director of the Coral Gables Museum, John Allen, was there.
Did you guys just unearth that headstone for the World War II vet?
Yes.
Wow.
That grave probably hasn't been seen in 30 years.
The veteran's name was Owen King Hart, and he died in 1980, 38 years ago. That's how quickly things have been forgotten here. But at least Hart's grave is marked. The cemetery is filled with unmarked graves of veterans. Allen says it's one of the things the museum discovered when it started restoring the cemetery.
There are people who served literally, probably for the Union forces in the Civil War, and in the Spanish-American War.
At the far end of the cemetery, it's so overgrown it's hard to even get back there, they found a whole row of gravestones that were never placed. Now some of them are in the museum as part of the exhibit. The Coral Gables Museum is working with people in Brownsville to help figure out who is buried where and make this corner of the city a little less forgotten. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.